Summer Breakfast with Sam Edmund and Simon O'Donnell.
Your question is an absolute beauty, Simon. If you were come for this, if you're a first-round draftee last night and you had your pick of the crop of the first round, where would you go to strike the blend of opportunity and contending? You want to play in the big games, you want to play in the big finals, but you also want to get a game in the first place. This one came through, just a couple of early ones. The backman at the Bulldogs doesn't need to be a world beater. We'll get a game, no pressure. I'm not sure if there's ever no pressure. Carlton on the verge, haven't done anything yet. And it would be going to the Saints. Imagine kicking it to Max King for the next 10 years. And the more I read about that Matheus Filippou, your man at the Saints, the more I like him. You know what he told the media over in Adelaide in the days leading up to the draft? I'm made for Melbourne. I've always wanted to be in the spotlight, play in front of big crowds, be in all the big games, and Melbourne teams get that. Oh, he's going to be good. David Zita's good. He was there last night, kept a very close eye on it for Fox Footy, of course, and he joins us on the line. Skeeter Zita, welcome.
Oh, Sammy. Oh, Skew, good to be with you.
Great to have you on. What did you make of it last night? It appeared as though it was running to script for the first half of the first round, if you like. Sydney kept things interesting along the way, and then we had the big live trade, didn't we, between the Swans and the Hawks. What did you make of it all?
Yeah, it was pretty much just script early on. There was a bit of talk, obviously, about Essendon and pick four, which became pick five, and about what would happen. But it was a pretty regulatory opening, and then things just started to get very interesting the further along we got in the order. And Kinny Beetson just shook up the draft order a bit, didn't want to be outdone by Adrian Dodoro, and orchestrated a pick swap, and then with Hawthorn, and also just looked like he got a couple of blows off to the Giants, the crosstown rivals, and also to Adelaide after they took away Jordan Dawson from them last year. So he got a couple in, then they did that live, that trade as well. So it wasn't exactly a trade bonanza like we may have thought at early days, but it was certainly something that kept us all on our toes upstairs in the draft room and downstairs with all the draft hopefuls watching on, all the managers, the who's who were there. I don't know why you weren't there, Sammy, but it was all over the shop and there were journos left, right and centre. So it was very good. And hopefully night two, I assume we'll get a fair few more trades that come along tonight.
Aaron Cameron's going to join us later, the number one pick. What have GWS got here, Zeets? Because they appeared to specifically trade for him, or at least with him in mind during the exchange period with the so-called quote-unquote mega trade. What sort of player have the Giants got here? Their first number one pick since 2013 and Tom Boyd, of course.
Well, he's been dubbed. We know the comparisons can be very, very dangerous. I think on this show, we've probably played audio before of all the comparisons that get made on draft night. But a cross between Jeremy Cameron and Harry Mackay. There you go. That's not a nice one for you. It's not a bad cross mix. So he's someone who has really just grown, and he's athletic, he's tough, and he's the standout forward easily. He's come across to the Giants, and he's someone who the Giants really, really rate. Now, North Melbourne, we know, had pick one. They ended up trading it out in exchange for picks two and three, among other things. So North Melbourne thought they were really three of the top players, plus obviously Will Ashcroft, but they thought there were about three that were hard to split in Wardlaw, Sheasel and Cadman, whereas the Giants really, really rate Cadman. So North were happy to do that trade and get two of the best three in their eyes rather than the best, which is what the Giants think they have. He's someone who, he's been playing some great footy this year. He's had some incredible comparisons, as we know, and he shot into top five calculations this season. He starred for the Rebels, he starred for Vic Country, All-Australian national champs. He's everything that the Giants want. Adam Kingsley's got a ripper there, and now it's just about moulding him into the player that they know he can be. And if he's anything like a cross between Jeremy Cameron and Harry Mackay, the Giants won't have a few flags sewn up in the near future.
So we spoke about Kinnear Beetson and what he was up to at Sydney, but what were the Dogs doing, bidding on Jasper Fletcher when they did? Now, are we to read into that was a bit of payback for Josh Dunkley? I mean, that's the sexy narrative. Is that the reality?
I like your thinking, Sammy, because that was my thinking as well. I think there was certainly, we remember what Luke Beveridge said about Josh Dunkley at the Best and Fairest, that they'll have to pony up to get him. It certainly came a fair bit earlier, the bid for Fletcher, than perhaps the Lions were expecting. Still managed to avoid draft deficit by virtue of the exchanges they did. So, look, the Lions are sitting pretty, even though, you know, two players in the first round of the draft have had to match bids for. So whether that's I guess people can talk about what the system's like currently and whether it's fair or not, but the reality is the Lions are playing within that system and they've absolutely nailed it because they knew the two players they wanted, they got them. But yes, the Dogs, like with Kinnear Beach and at Sydney with Adelaide and GWS, there might have been a bit of showmanship there, just trying to twist the knife a little bit, but we might be reading a bit too much into it. But there was a bit of comeuppance there for the Lions, given that they've already snagged Josh Dunkley from them, so perhaps a bit of a parting blow from Luke Beveridge and co.
Well, the first round's done. We watched it last night on Fox Footy. You can continue that tonight, 7 o'clock. Exclusive coverage from Marvel Stadium, of course. The remaining rounds of the 2022 National Draft. Appreciate your time, David.
Thanks, guys.